The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
They don't want the flow to stop. Everything they've done so far is to tell immigrants, come in, we'll find a way to place you around the country. Yeah, wink and a nod.
Hospitalizations down, cases are down. So things are going exceedingly well here in America. They don't want to let you know it, but it's time to get back to work.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
It's time to get back to work. Unfortunately, America added just 266,000 jobs last month. That's far below what they predicted. Remember all the Trump numbers and how all the economic numbers and the jobs numbers always exceeded their predictions? Well, it's a little different with President Biden. They expected 1 million jobs to be added. In April, we added just 266,000. The unemployment rate actually increased. I don't remember hearing. Do you remember in the 4 years of the Trump era that the unemployment rate rose? Do you remember hearing that all the jobs numbers and the economic numbers failed to meet the experts' predictions? I remember it was just the opposite. Wow. One of these things is not like the other. And now, of course, wonder what the hard-hitting press corps in Washington is going to do with this bit of information. That they're going to challenge Miss Circleback. Circleback's leaving, by the way. Jen Psaki is about to circle back no more. She's leaving. That's another thing. Oh, the Trump White House is in turmoil. It's a revolving door. I mean, things are so crazy in terms of the double standard that we witness day in and day out that we have to suffer through. I can't even get upset over the fact that Biden didn't mention the word God in acknowledging America's Day of Prayer yesterday. To me, that's like, well, he doesn't know what day it is. I don't know if it's an honest mistake or not. I don't think he's anti-God. I don't know. What I know is the honeymoon ought to be over, but it won't be. It won't be. Lots of things to tackle this hour, but that's a biggie. Because now the Biden administration is going to have to grapple with it. There's this real tension between those of us who are anxious to get the country back and people who don't want to go back to work. Been an interesting thing to watch New York and Broadway. Big announcement this week. Broadway's back, Governor Cuomo. Broadway's back. Well, it's not quite that easy. How does Broadway come back in a few months when you have a city that was ravaged by the pandemic at the beginning and you have a lot of traumatized people who work in the theater industry? I can assure you the Broadway community is confused, angry, stressed out about Cuomo's big announcement. 6 shows have gone on sale. I bought a pair of tickets yesterday to try to support the Broadway community. I love theater. I got a Tony Award on my mantle when I invested in a musical years ago. It was pretty cool. My Tony Award, by the way, is all rattly, and it isn't. I got to figure out how to get that fixed. It was not a cheap piece of hardware. And I support the arts. I do. I love theater. I love going to the theater. I love performing. I'm scheduled to be in a show, I think, at the end of the year. I don't want to give out any details yet, but pretty excited about a couple of opportunities that might come our way. But the Broadway community isn't ready. Believe me, they're not ready. And I don't know, I can't quite put my finger on it. People that I know who work in the industry, performers, musicians, people backstage, the unions, I think it's the Teamsters that are you know, have the backstage workers, the, you know, all the dressers and the stagehands, they're like, what? Go back? So on the one hand, I think they want to go back. On the other hand, they're not ready to go back. And I can't get the image out of my head or the line out of my head that there are people making as much or more staying home than if they go to the office. Now, I don't know that that's true in New York. Maybe it is. I mean, what does this look like now that the jobs numbers came out for April and they are dramatically lower than expected? And Biden's going to have to spin this. Ms. Circleback's going to have to spin that number, 266,000, when they were expecting a million jobs added. Houston, we have a problem. We got to get jobs back. How do we do it? How do you do it when people don't want to go back to work? How do you do it when the American Federation of Teachers doesn't want to go back into the classroom? How do you do when people talk about, well, working from home, it's so good, it's so convenient, saves companies money, and it is a two-way street. If you're working virtually from home, the office doesn't have to pay for the rent in your space. They could shut down the office, maybe have everybody work from home. I've got a team, everybody, I got one person in almost every state. I mean, I got Derek in New York, I got Pavlina in Florida. I'm in Florida, different part of Florida. Dan today flying the plane is in New York. But I mean, it can be done. And I've watched a conversation kind of evolve with the managers that I know very well. And I am very good friends with a lot of general managers in great radio stations around the country. They have gone from, you know, it's a lot more optimal to have our team in the building, to, well, if you can be as productive from home as you can in the office, what's the big deal? And I'm grappling with this. Maybe you can help me out. 1-800-655-MIKE. That's our number as we kick things off for a Friday, May 7th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. I was a little shocked to find out that the reaction from my Broadway friends when Cuomo made the announcement that Broadway's coming back, it wasn't one of euphoria. It wasn't one of excitement. They are pretty angry. They think it's confusing. They think it is misguided. Of course, you got Cuomo and de Blasio, the governor and the mayor, at each other's throats all the time. So how does this work? Do you think it might be that there are people who are happy sitting home with the stimulus checks and the economic assistance that the government has been providing to the tune of many trillions of dollars? What's the problem here? Let's try to sort it out together. 1-800-655-MIKE. We've got an open line for you. Press 1 to come on air with us, 2 to leave a voicemail. Text us your comments to the MyPillow text line. There's some breaking news on this Friday. There's a lot of great things to talk about. Let's dive in, you and me together, fighting the good fight, 1-800-655-MIKE.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast at MikeOnline.com. You know fans when they play it on. You want more and you want it, boss.
I'll bet you've seen Pete and Seth Talbot on the TV, the father and son owners of Relief Factor. Boy, are they great guys. They have a heart for the hurting. They just want to get you out of pain. They also do a whole lot of things behind the scenes that you'll never hear of. In fact, let me share with you a little secret. The 1995 quick start that I always tell you about, where you could try the product, the 100% drug-free Relief Factor, for 3 weeks for $19.95, they lose money on that deal. But they know you're probably going to keep ordering because it does work, and they want to prove it to you. Relief Factor is made from wild-caught fish oils and botanicals. It goes to work on the inflammation that causes back pain or neck pain or hip pain, pain from a workout at the gym. I want you to try. Go to ReliefFactor.com. If it doesn't work, you notify them after 3 weeks, and you're out $20. But if it does, consider what life could be like. Could be like pain-free. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384 for Relief Factor.
Mike Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, our company did exactly that. They shut down all their offices except their main headquarters outside of Detroit, and everyone's got to work from home. Problem is, not easy for everybody to work from home.
I don't like I don't like being told that people are making more money on unemployment. I'm a Teamster. I do concerts and trade shows. I'm making half of what I made a month. I would love to go back to work. I wish I could go back to work.
And I really believe that his experience is more common. I don't doubt that people all over the country have been decimated by the inability to work. But there's a very interesting perspective on this job. And what I worry about a lot, what I think about a lot, what I am sort of dreading is what the so-called new normal is going to be like. What's the new normal? How are we going to work day to day? Are people going to be working from home? Because you know there are going to be people wearing masks forever, as an example. I shaking hands. In fact, a quick note about something about the handshaking, and this is very interesting to me. Here I am in Florida. 3 weeks ago today, I had my hernia surgery. And almost to the day, like the doctor said, the surgeon told me, in 3 weeks, you'll be pain-free. Today's like the last day or two, I've been almost pain-free, feeling great. And, you know, you have surgery, you feel it, you know. And if you're a big baby, a big wimp like I am, you know, I want you to light candles and sing Gregorian chants and go into mourning because I had surgery. This should be a national day of mourning that I even have any pain. But I don't now. Anyway, this surgeon who is remarkable, I don't care what anybody says about, And the medical experts could get a lot of stuff wrong. You can feel helpless being in that system. To do a hernia repair laparoscopically, I mean, you barely even know. I don't want to be gross here, but they did one little incision around my belly button, and it's almost completely gone now. You don't even know they did it. Now, I was black and blue for a couple weeks in that area, my belly button, but my abdomen. But they did it laparoscopically. They did a hip. I did a hip replacement 9 years ago. Less invasive. Anterior. Remember that? I was talking to a friend of mine back in Ohio the other day who needs to get hip replacement. I told him, don't do posterior. Do anterior. A lot less invasive. If the surgeon don't want to do it, they don't know how to do it. It's a lot easier. No restrictions post-surgery. Anyway, I digress. When I met the surgeon in his office, you know what he did first thing when he walked in the office? Extended his hand, shook my hand. I'm thinking, okay. All right, I'm in. I'm diving in. I'm going to shake his hand. I did it. I touched somebody's hand in the pandemic, and he's a surgeon. I figure he knows what he's doing. I mean, he shouldn't have COVID. I mean, everything is under the guise of COVID. So South Carolina announced that beginning at the end of next month, June 30th, they're going to end all participation in federal unemployment benefit programs related to COVID-19. I think that's Tony's perspective. Let's catch up here. Hey, Tony, how you doing? Are you calling about Governor McMaster ending the unemployment programs in your state?
Yes, sir. I think it's an awesome thing. This whole unemployment was just decimating businesses. Yeah. And it was, people aren't stopping to come down here. They're still coming down. So
yeah, and I think
good thing for the,
and,
for the
and this is where states get to decide, right? I mean, you know, local business leaders and everybody, I mean, they had worker shortages.
Yeah.
But I mean, what? Listen, here's what I understand. Tell me if I'm wrong. There are over 81,000 open job positions right now in the Palmetto State.
Oh, it's probably a little more than that, I would imagine. The
really?
Interesting thing, though, Mike, is companies now are offering $15-plus dollars an hour, and they have been for months.
Wow.
To include even assisting with health insurance.
Nice.
And what
nice.
It comes down to is just laziness. You know, people just don't want to get out and work. They're making more money sitting at home, and businesses are paying for it, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want to sell people short. I'm sorry, Tom, I didn't interrupt you. I don't want to sell people short, though, like the guy who called on the text line or on the left a voicemail and said he was a Teamster and his income is about half. I know a whole lot of people who are struggling and they are anything but lazy. But there is an ideological component to this. This text message on the MyPillow text line, the entertainment industry has always been dominated by liberals who are far more susceptible to the fear-mongering of the Democratic Party. As long as Fauci keeps getting on TV telling people that even a vaccination won't make them safe, they're never going to want to go back to work. I think there's a lot of merit to that. Hey, Derek, did you see the guy with the beard that does the Fauci imitation that went viral yesterday? I got to see if we can find this. This is hysterical. This guy, I don't know who he is. I just saw it on social media. It was classic. This guy does a Fauci imitation. Well, I think that we're going to ponder. We're going to see if we're going to do it. Maybe in a year, maybe 20 years, we can. It's really good. Portions of our show are brought to you by MyPillow. And yesterday we had a huge day. A lot of people were, and understandably, upset about the news that Mike Lindell and MyPillow was kicked off Vimeo earlier in the week. And all you do is support MyPillow when you hear that news. The premium MyPillow is now down to $29.98. It's normally $69.98 for a queen premium MyPillow. Buy as many of them as you want. Get the My Slippers. Joey Hudson's recuperating nicely in South Carolina. He's got MyPillow everything around him. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. Best night's sleep of your life and support a great company, a great guy like Mike Lindell. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
The vaccine data is fantastic, and you have to ask yourself if, given that type of performance of the vaccine, given how great the monoclonal antibodies have done, which nobody ever talks about, but those have done very well, given all that, if that's still, you need emergency powers under those circumstances, then when are you going to be able to move beyond it?
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
That was President Ron Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida navigating through coronavirus. I wonder why people are just dropping like flies. They have the Super Bowl here. Oh, there were people in the stadium. I'm going to go to my first soccer game tomorrow night. I was kind of excited to check out this Rowdy's soccer in St. Petersburg. The coolest stadium, I don't know. I'm just exploring, and it's interesting to see people live in Florida differently than they're living in other parts of the country. I don't know that Governor DeSantis pays a lot of attention to Anthony Fauci. And I've never wanted to hate on the guy. I think he's just a guy that doesn't want the virus to go from one person to the next. If you stay home all the time, 24/7, you won't get the virus. If you don't go to work, you won't get the virus. If you don't leave the house, just be hermetically sealed. You won't get the virus. So here was this guy. I saw this guy over the weekend. Yesterday, actually, on social media. We found it. He's a comedian, and he's a self-described non-woke comedian. Now, Derek was very nervous. My producer was like, can we say the anatomical reference he makes? And earlier in the week, I think somehow we mentioned one's anatomy. You know, we were talking about what they're going to do at Broadway theaters. I'm convinced they're going to do, you know, like they do in China, anal swabs. So, you know, I think I used the word rectum, and everybody was all nervous. I used to tell the kids, and remember back in the day, I'd tell the kids, wrecked him, damn near killed him. I don't know why that line. I don't even know where that came from. Anyway, Derek said, can we play the guy saying anatomical part of the body? I said, well, yeah, it's a scientific term. It's not a slang. This is a medical term. So this comedian doing a great Dr. Fauci imitation is only doing what Dr. Fauci would do, and that is to use a scientific medical term.
I'd say even if you live alone, I would wear a mask in the house, especially in the shower, because frankly, droplets can make the way through the drain and come up through somebody else's toilet, infecting them with COVID through the anus. Ballpark, in 2 to 5 to 20 years, we can start thinking about considering the idea of pondering the thought of conceptualizing the possibility of maybe, perhaps, reopening, but probably not. I would avoid having any fun whatsoever in the near to far future.
In the near to far future. This is Dr. Anthony Fauci. Over and out. Portions of our show brought to you by Fellowship Home Loans. Call 800-510-MIKE or go to fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. Welcome home, Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome to Dave, who's been waiting patiently 22 before. Dave, don't have any fun now or ever in the future.
I understand that, Mike. My only thing is when these businesses close up and they are having their people work from home, I'm in the heating and cooling business. That means right. I'm not being called out. My wife is she cleans offices. She's right. not being called out. She is being affected. The people who do the carpets, your plumbers, and your skilled trades, yeah. they're all being affected by this when you're staying home to work. What about us?
That's a great point. I mean, this is going to be the great dilemma, because who's going to win out? Will the working class, will hardworking people who are furloughed, who are stuck at home, win out over landlords, business owners, companies that are going to say, hey, guess what? If people can be as productive from home as they are in the office, why are we paying rent for the office?
And think about the person that owns the building. Now, it's like a ghost town. I'm from the Sterling Heights here. It's like a ghost town out here.
I hear New York. I'm going back to New York in about a week, and I hear it still looks terrible there. There are places in Minneapolis. I guess it depends on the part of the country, right? I mean, maybe it has to do geographically with whether. I would just think instinctively there's a pushback against things the way they used to be, which is devastating to this country, Dave. What you're talking about is devastating.
You're absolutely right. And I'm sorry. I am a believer that if there's work out there and somebody's collecting unemployment, I'm sorry. There's work there. Take away the unemployment. Get them back to work.
I agree with you. I can't disagree. If it's true and these numbers are right, South Carolina, 81, you got thousands of jobs. Let me get the right number here. I lost my... my page. 81,600 open jobs in South Carolina. So are you getting pandemic relief money? Are you on unemployment in South Carolina? Have you applied for a job? Or is it maybe easier to stay home? We got that call from the Teamster a few minutes ago. Here's another Teamster. Jerry wants to weigh in on what the guy said about making half by right now, half of his normal income. Hey, Jerry, thanks for joining us. How you doing?
Good. I'm a Teamster in Chicago. We do the trade shows and the concerts.
Yes, sir.
And my unemployment check is half of what I'd make. I lost about 30% of my income last year. The other factor is what people don't realize is in unions, you need hours. You have to accumulate hours to get insurance. We're going to lose our insurance.
Now, wait a minute. Excuse me. Are you the same guy who left the voicemail?
Probably.
I thought I was losing my mind. Poor Alex said, well, there's another Teamster on the line. I think I'm hearing you. I'm thinking you're the same guy.
I was at the bank and I had to.
No. I'm not giving you a hard time. You just got one by Alex. That's okay though. I, I, I you're making such a valid point, and we got to be careful not to have this image that everybody's just laying around at home eating Doritos and making a lot of money, because you're not. You're not.
I've been doing it for 35 years. I'd love to go back to work. That was
gotcha.
My life.
That's I'm praying for you, Jerry. Thank you for sharing that. Thanks for calling twice. We love it. 800-655-MIKE. One open line. And I have been mindful of this from day one. You know what Dr. Fauci hasn't missed in all of his lecturing about, you know, how careful we have to be? He hadn't missed a paycheck. I mean, I come to work every day thanking God I work in a job where I get to keep working. I know lots of people. I've got one very, very close friend hasn't gotten a dime of income in 11 months. I don't know how he's doing it. So what? How do you balance this out? What's the trade-off? 800-655-MIKE. Rebecca, you're up on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Mike, and I'm glad you're better, but I have two quotes, sort of quotes.
Oh, okay.
Many years ago, some friends who lived in Germany said, these are young people, they were working in a ministry, so wonderful people, but they don't work because the government gives them money. And the other one is, I met a German guy last year, or year before, and he said, because I heard his German voice, I had to talk to him. He said, I brought my family here from Germany because I didn't want to be in socialism. I can take care of my own family. I'm saying thank you for letting me tell everybody who listens to my show.
Yeah, give somebody the opportunity to succeed, Rebecca. Give everybody the chance to thrive. Give everybody an opportunity. That's what America is supposed to be about. And now, I mean, honest to goodness, Biden's got a challenge, because this April jobs report falling dramatically short. And what are they going to say now? What are they going to say about the economic comeback? Now, the economy has lost a total of 22.4 million jobs. And isn't it funny? I keep thinking about all the economic and the jobs numbers during the Trump era always exceeding the economists' projections, always besting what they said was going to happen. They expected we were going to add 1 million jobs in April, and it turned out we added about 1/4 of that number. Hey, James, that's a little different from the Trump era, isn't it?
Well, yes, it is.
How you doing?
Not bad. How about yourself?
Pretty good.
Yes, the Trump era, he had it set up for us to really succeed. And for some reason, it's everything opposite Trump.
Yeah, but you're not even, we don't even exist. The 75 plus million people who voted for Trump, we're supposed to be erased. We're gone. It's over. Liz Cheney says that, you know, we should just be eliminated. The new Republican Party needs to be the party of Liz Cheney and Mitt Romney, right?
Oh, that's the reason why they're dinosaurs. They're from the past. The new Republican Party stands up for himself.
Listen, there's a great column that I'm going to share to your point, James, and I thought it was we posted it at MikeOnline.com. You got this real showdown within the Republican Party about Liz Cheney, and she's right in the hot seat now. All of a sudden, incidentally, Liz Cheney is a media darling. CNN's Poppy Harlow said, oh, she's standing tall. Another CNN, a Politico person, so they're trying to silence her. Well, it's because she's out of touch with millions and millions of Republicans, a sizable, I would say, vast majority of Republicans who do not want to reject the Trump era. Lindsey Graham said it great last night on Tucker Carlson. We're going to dive into all that as we continue here on this busy Friday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show, brought to you in part by MyPillow.
Listen to Mike on all your Amazon Echo devices. Just tell Alexa to play the Mike Gallagher Show. Precious moments. Will I have to wait
forever? Will I have to suffer and cry the whole night?
Mike Gallagher.
All hysterical about this Liz Cheney issue. She's likely to lose her leadership post next week. It is kind of funny to hear the mainstream media and people on the left that are just having a field day lifting Liz Cheney up all of a sudden. Listen to this Politico reporter, someone named Melania Zanona, talk about the effort to silence Congresswoman Cheney.
But at the end of the day, they are still pushing out a number three, the highest ranking Republican woman in leadership. And essentially, they're trying to silence her and telling her to shut up. So I don't think, you know, maybe Elise Stefanik, then it eases some of the uncomfortable optics, but it doesn't go away for the party.
That's a great point.
Oh, it's
that
a
is
great
a meta
point.
Message, right?
They're trying to silence her. They're trying to silence poor Liz Cheney. All of a sudden, the left loves Liz Cheney. They've called her every name in the book over the years, hated her dad. He is a war criminal. The Cheneys are the Bush-Cheney war machine. All the horrible things. But as Eddie Scarry writes at the Washington Examiner, when she wrote an op-ed this week, doubling down and denouncing Trump and everything else, Eddie Scarry writes, we get it. She wants people to know how principled and brave she is by lecturing her own party about the need to make nice with Democrats over the 2020 election. And that is what she's doing. Her op-ed, he says, is one long chew out of Republicans, essentially saying, shut up about the election. And I love what he does in this column here. Listen to what he says. And we've posted it again at MikeOnline.com. But listen to this quote. He says, here's Donald Trump. Quote, there was a widespread understanding that this election was not on the level. We still don't know what really happened. There's just a lot that I think will be revealed. History will discover. In that interview, Trump also said shenanigans and stuff went on in 2020 that would lead a person to come away with an idea like, whoa, something's not right here, unquote. Eddie Scarry then points out, oh, wait, my mistake. That wasn't Donald Trump. That was Hillary Clinton, the Democrats' 2016 nominee for president right before the last election. To this day, Hillary Clinton maintains that the election she lost was illegitimate. She has literally called Trump an illegitimate president. Throughout the 4 years of Trump, Democrats in Congress, with great assistance from the hysterical media, swore that the 2016 election was tainted by Russian interference and collusion with the Trump campaign. They bogged Donald Trump's agenda down in an endless series of investigations, most notably Mueller's fishing expedition, that turned up not a damn thing. Remember all the times we heard the walls are closing in, the noose is tightening, we're at a turning point? They never closed, it never got tight, we were always turning right because it was a circle. So, you know, and I have a question for Congresswoman Cheney. And I hate to make this about this one woman. And if you don't believe what Eddie Scarry writes about her op-ed, read it in the Washington Post. Has she ever gone after Hillary Clinton or Nancy Pelosi or the rest of the machine over their allegations of shenanigans in 2016 the way she's gone after Donald Trump? Here's what Eddie Scarry says in this great column. What Liz Cheney and the Rhino Country Club Republicans don't understand, they don't understand Republican voters. The Judge Smales of the party don't understand their own voter, the Republican voters. They're still boiling in anger over the election, Eddie Scarry writes, and justifiably so. Democrats and the media did their damnedest to make everyone miserable for 4 years because the 2016 election didn't go their way. So why is it incumbent on Republicans to be gracious losers when they know with certainty, because the Democrats and the media spent 4 years demonstrating it, that the opposition would never do so? Here's what Senator Lindsey Graham said last night on Tucker Carlson's show about moving forward with Trump, with the Trump message, with the Trump voters.
Yeah, I would just say to my Republican colleagues, can we move forward without President Trump? The answer is no. I've always liked Liz Cheney, but she's made a determination that the Republican Party can't grow with President Trump. I've determined we can't grow without him. All of these people like Herschel Walker and all the people you just named are attracted to the Trump Republican Party. Economic populism, America First agenda. If you don't get that, as a Republican, you're making the biggest mistake in the history of the Republican Party. The reason our party is growing with minorities and with working men and women is because President Trump appears to be on the side of people working really hard, appears to be on the side of opportunity, not dependency, because he is.
I don't know that Senator Lindsey Graham has ever been more correct about anything in his life. He's so right about that. And we'll see how it goes. Expect Liz Cheney to lose her leadership post next week. And I don't know, maybe she loses her congressional seat in 2022. Don't forget our big event in Phoenix coming up Tuesday night, May 25th, a town hall meeting about the border. We're traveling to Phoenix. We're going to be on the border. And we want you to come out and join us at the Embassy Suites, Scottsdale. Tickets at 960thepatriot.com. Go to 960thepatriot.com. There are VIP seats, general admission tickets. It's going to be a great event, but listen, tickets are limited, so don't miss out. 960thepatriot.com. Coming up, have you heard about these attacks on Asian Americans in America? Why doesn't the media care? We're going to try to tackle this difficult issue next.